the Bhagavan, there is a God. And we found that there are four different definitions at the end. One from the Bhagavad, another from Kulardhap Tantra, another from the Yoga Darshan, and fourth from Swami Vivekananda. And we find in the other religions also, they say that God is all-pervading, all-powerful, all-knowing, etc. That is the conception of God as an Atman. So here, when we are discussing about the Atman, the God is all-pervading, all-powerful, all-knowing. These are the three things. Sarva-gyata, sarva-shaktiman, sarva-vyapi. So this is the about the God they are trying to give some idea. Why? Because we cannot express. The moment we can express, immediately it becomes finite. Anything that is finite, that is going to be destroyed. God cannot be destroyed. God cannot be dead any time. There cannot be any moment when there is no God. So obviously, we cannot express about God. And when we are giving some expression, the time, space and causation that is also coming. So within that frame, we can give the expression. Otherwise, it's impossible to give the expression. So God is beyond the time frame. So yesterday, we were discussing about from the Vishnu Purana and from Bhagavata, Utpattim cha Vinasham cha Bhutanam Agatim Gatim Betti Vidyam Avidyam cha Sabhacha Bhagavaniti. Now a human, in the human form, if he is having all these qualities, we can call him as Bhagavan. These are the qualities, the knowledge that he is already having. So sometimes some people, they talk about why you call Sri Ramakrishna as a Bhagavan. We can consider him as a great sadhaka, a mahapurusha. But how come he is Bhagavan? And some people are very, very close-minded and they will say, only Krishna is the Bhagavan. Krishna is the Bhagavan Swayam. And no one can become the Bhagavan. That's the wrong way of understanding. Krishna, when he is telling that I am Bhagavan, because he is having these qualities. In a human form, but this form. But when the Jesus said that I am the way, I am the path, that is also the same thing. And if he is having these qualities, then why not? Then Swami Vivekananda's argument is, whatever the best qualities that a human mind can conceive, if we find that in Sri Ramakrishna, why can't we call him as God? That not that you have to show that some of the miracles. So this is Utpattim and Vinasham. Yesterday, almost all of you attended, you know that. Then Vishnu Purana it says Aisharyasya Samuktasya Biryasya Sriya Jnana Vairagya Yashascheiva Sannam Bhaga Iti Smritam. So this has been said by the scripture that these are the six things should be there. Then Patanjal said he is free from Klesha, Karma, Vipaka, Ashraya, Aparamishta, Purusha Vishesha. This Purusha is not the male, but something which is residing within the heart of each and everyone. When that is not there, we consider that particular body as dead body. But we do not know exactly what is that. Sometimes they say consciousness, sometimes they say it is the soul or the mind. Sometimes some people say that is the mind. It is something which is there. But is it really there? Then the Vedanta said, no, it is a reflection only. So that is another philosophical discussion. So Klesha, Karma, Vipaka, Ashaya, Aparamishta. The first and foremost thing is that we can call him as God or Ishvara, who is totally free from ignorance. And this is the topic, that ignorance, knowledge and ignorance. Anything beyond the knowledge of God is ignorance. So that is very peculiar. All other knowledges are ignorance. Rig Veda, Sam Veda, Yajur Veda, Atharva Veda, Shiksha, Kalpo, Vyakarana, Chandam, Niruktam, Yotishamiti. It is the Veda and the Upanishad, the Rishi says, all these things are aparavidya. Aparavidya means temporary knowledge. What are the aparavidya? Rig, Sam, Yajur, Atharva. Where's aparavidya? That is the specialty of the Hinduism. They do not give any importance to that particular book which is containing the knowledge. But importance is in the knowledge. Bhagavan Sri Ramakrishna said that one person, he lost a list that came from in-law's house that we were supposed to send all those materials. And he was thinking, oh my God, where I kept that list? He got that list. The letter was written by his in-laws, and then he collected those things, sent in, and then
tore off.
It was not necessary. Sometimes we are using the map or the guide to reach somewhere. After reaching there, we throw it. All the books that we have read to pass the exam, we do not know where now they are. We don't have any importance of those books. But in those days, the notebook and that book and the side of the page, something we noted, that is so important. So except that, we won't be able to get. But after that, you achieve the knowledge and you are now in the job, you don't need those things. But similarly, the Rig Veda, Sama Veda, Yajur Veda, Atharva Veda, then Shiksha, Kalpo, Vyakarana, Chanda, Niruktam, and Jyotisha. In those days, these are the subjects were there. No chemistry, physics, naturally, mathematics. So they didn't mention that. So all these things they said, after learning, then when you get that knowledge, you need not to bother about anything of that. But that is very, very important. So importance is on the knowledge. Not on the book that is containing. So that's Klesha is the ignorance. What is that ignorance? I. That is the ignorance. The moment I say I always mean this body. And this associated with this body, other things. That is I. My family, my house, my car, my job, my family, my country, and each and everything connected with this particular body. It's all ignorance. Swami Vivekananda is talking about India. India, India. And he is telling this, my people, my country, some all this. But then one time he is telling, do you think I am an Indian? No. I belong to. You cannot claim, no one can claim. So that is, that particular moment he is thinking that he is all pervading God. There is no association. The Swami is also. The sannyasins particularly. Samyak nyasa. What is sannyasa? Samyak. In totality. Complete nyasa tyaga. In that the association with the family, remembering the family, that means his tyaga is not there. Those who are having some good relation, I mean good family background, if they go, my father was this officer, or that famous man, and all that, that means he is not a sannyasi. That is what we must understand. That he cannot claim as a sannyasi. Sometimes some people will say, my teacher was that person, or this was my college, this was my university. Not a sannyasi. No association at all. But remembering them, that is okay. But no association. So this is very, very important. Ignorance comes from association. Association with these worldly things. And sometimes from Swami Sauchansa, and PhD. If you like to mention PhD, why you add the Swami? Our Indira Gandhi wanted to give the Bharat Ratna to Ranganathanandaji. He said, I cannot accept. Why? Because I cannot put that Bharat Ratna before my name, because my guru gave me the Swami. This is a great title I got. So I cannot put that Bharat Ratna. I cannot use the Bharat Ratna at the end of my name, that it will be the insult to my country. So I don't want that. So this is very important. So the lives of these great people, how in totality, no ignorance. So I know this is a very, very temporary things. So obviously I don't want all this. So that ignorance is not there. And when the ignorance is not there, no karma. When we do work for ourselves, then we think that this type of work I should do out of ignorance. If I do this, the people will clap. And if I do this, then this will happen. So considering those things when I am doing, that is the karma, and the karma vipaka is the result. That karma is generating result. But when Sri Krishna, he is telling, I cannot stop. Every moment I am working. If I don't work, then all other people will become lazy. They will never do. Though I don't want any result, but still I am doing the work. That is the work. Karma Yoga is that. Sri Ramakrishna is praying to Mother. Mother, today nobody has come. I wanted to talk, but nobody has come. Look at it. He's giving a call, standing on the rooftop. Where are you? Please come. So that is the call. You always hear the God is given. This Ajan. Ajan means the call. Call for the faithfuls. But some people, they say previous the olden days, in the Arab countries, they used to have the camp. In the morning time, they will climb on the top of that dead tree and then give a call. Get ready. We have to move. So from that tradition it has come, giving the Ajan. But actually the Ajan means giving the call for the faithfuls to get ready, etc. So that call is coming always within us. So if we are constantly understanding this world is temporary, then there is no problem. So we are going to visit, this recently I went to China. Their problems and all those things not affecting me. I'm feeling sorry, this is not good, etc. But I'm not involving in any way. I do not know who are the political leader, what is happening and all this. But in our country, we are eager to know when the result is going to, the election result and all that, who is going to, because I'm connected with that. But if you are not connected, then there's no problem. See, the simple thing, when in that hotel, that's a very good hotel, and all the players, they came to play the basketball. The competition is going on. So this is all some, the competition for, from there they will go to Olympic and all this. So the China team was there. And the one young boy, the player, he was 7 feet. So obviously, all of us. So he was there inside that our elevator. Then naturally all of us told, can you take a picture? And we saw his picture hanging there. So he said, okay. So he's a very young boy, a very simple day. And then in that night when we were taking food, we saw that this game is going on. That boy is playing. Oh. Immediately we started supporting him. See, we don't... Association. We never knew him. That day morning only we saw him. And because he was going for the breakfast, we all were going for the breakfast. And then we took the photo with him. And where that photo has gone, who took, nobody knows. But that day only, that moment he was all stood. And when he saw that particular boy, not the Chinese team, only that boy, because we know him. That is called association. Sangat sanjayate kama. Kamat krodha vijayate. The excellent way the Bhagavad Gita is explaining. The moment you are having the company, Sangha, the Sangat Sanjayati Kama. The moment I am having a company, then the desire. And from the desire, all these things, one after another. When the desire is not fulfilled, anger is coming. When the anger is coming, I am forgetting all other things. And that way it goes down, ultimately destroying myself. So it says, one must be very, very careful about the ignorance. Then Swami Vivekananda said, unselfishness is God. Then today, we will be discussing about that Bhagavan Sri Ramakrishna, he actually gave some an answer to the questions of the people at different places. So I will just quote from there. But before that, who actually is going to realize God? That we have to understand. Now the God realization. Who is going to do me? Who am I? What is my condition? Then only, then sometimes some people are not allowed to go to some particular place like Lhasa. You are not allowed unless your heart is all right, health is all right. You are not allowed to go there. And like that also, some places are there. If you are not good in health, then you are too. So if you are trying to realize God, then you have to qualify, you have to first see. And here we find, in the Bhagavad Gita, it has categorized people in four groups. Artha, Jigyasu, Artharthi and Jnani. First is Artha. Artha means the people in misery, in problem. So Artha. And then they want the support of God. Most of the people are Artha. They come to God, they remember God when they are in trouble. All of us. They can remember when we were children. We used to go to school and not like the America, the buses are coming, picking up, nobody was. In our school days we used to walk, you know, at least a mile and then going to the school. And on the way there are so many temples that there, almost every house is having a temple. But we never care for the gods and under when you are going. But examination day, all both sides, all the gods, we used to go and find, oh, here is a god. then give 5 paisa or 10 paisa like that. Why? Artha. What is that arti that I should? Then one lady, she is very, very successful in her study and all that. Now she is changing the job. She has already got the offer of 4. Now, when she left the job, then she, Swamiji, please pray for me so that I get a good offer, etc. If not, then I have to go back to my country. My husband is here. That will be terrible. Then what? Then afterward, I told, see, you are so much qualified. You will get the job. The offer will come. Then she told, 4 or 5 offers have come. Now I am in difficulty. which ones to choose? Then, okay, please pray for me. I said, okay. Now yesterday, I think, the day I reached, the phone call came. Swamiji, you were not there. I was thinking, who will pray for me? I said, what? Constantly she is depending on me. Now whenever you pray, that is answered. And that thanks God that God is listening to me. But the thing is, if you also pray, that will also be answered. But the condition, the thing, what you want, that you have to specifically think. This type of job or these or that, then you can say to God. But anyway, people are all the time depending on God, all of us depending on God. That is the problem. So this is Artha. And Jigyasu, this Jigyasu and Artharthi and Jnani. Jigyasu, they're curious to know about God. And not those who are Mumukshu. Mumukshu and Jigyasu, there's a difference. Mumukshu is this, he has already or she has already understood that God is there. And now desire to know God, that is a mumukshuta. is a jigyasu. Is it really God? And can God do this? Can God do that? Just to know about that. One boy, long back, I was a brahmachari, and you know the Calcutta buses. It was full. Then I was somehow standing inside the bus, and that at the time of brahmachari, you cannot travel by taxi. So you have to always go by the cheapest way. So I was traveling in that bus. Then a boy, young man came, and he was whispering, "Are you a brahmachari at the Ramakrishna Mission?" I told, "Yes." "Can you teach meditation?" I said, "My God, now meditation?" I'm hanging. Then I told, "See, I am meditating." He said, "Is it how?" Then I said, "I am looking at that seat and I constantly meditate. When that person will get up, then I can get the seat." So, constantly, that is meditation now. So he is asking for like this, and in this way I was in a great trouble, you know. In Calcutta Book Fair is a huge rush, and we were selling books, and I was packing the complete works of Swami Vivekananda. It's very rarely people purchase the complete works. So when I was packing nicely so that that gentleman becomes happy. So and then I sat down. Other people are all standing, you know, in our country. That is like that. I sat down under almost what's called the table, and was packing. And one boy also came there. And he was telling, "Swamiji, how to become a monk?" So see the condition. Then I told, "How to become a monk?" Said, "Nothing. Just pick up one another towel and go away from home. That is called becoming a monk." Next day morning, a group of people came. His father, his uncle. And good that they didn't bring the sticks. They were in a very bad mood and they were shouting, "Where is that brahmachari you like to talk to?" Then the manager was told, "What? Why they are..." I didn't know. Why? But anyway, I went down and told, "What's the matter? I am so and so." Then his brother told, both the brothers used to live in the same room, so he used to say many things. And that evening he said, last night, he said that this brahmachari told like this. And this morning, one, the towel is missing and brother is missing. So, he must have left to become a sannyasi. And you are responsible to inspire him. I never knew that people get inspiration just I say and then they become monk. So, I never knew. But anyway, don't worry. Has he taken money? No. Then he is going to come back. Without money, you cannot go anywhere. So after some time he came back and I was saved. So sometimes so the way it goes like this, because you know that jiggasu, just curious, not serious. Bhagavan Sri Ramakrishna is also just curious, not serious. So when they are serious, like Swami Vivekananda, Narendranath, he came and asked the question to Sri Ramakrishna, "Have you seen God?" Immediately he said, "Yes, and I can show it to you too also. You can also see God." But many other people also came and asking Sri Ramakrishna the same question, "Hello, you better go and see the temple, garden, that will be all right for you." But unless you are serious, you are not getting. That's why Jesus is telling, "Knock the door, it will be open unto you." And in Bengali, there is a song, "Dak dekhi mon dakar moto, kemon shama thakte pare." Shama means God is Kali. So if you can call really in that fashion, then only. So knock the door doesn't mean that just simply you are asking and the door will be opened. That is the way to realize God, the most sincerity. So it says, artha, jigyashu, artharthi. Now, I read in the newspaper, almost all the candidates in India, particularly in Bengal, election is going on, vote is over. Now they do not know what the result, so all they are going to the temples, particularly Kali temples, all these candidates, they are BJP, Congress and Trinamool, all same. The same priest, same God, same temple, for the three competitors, they are going and asking to the mother, "Please bless me." That is called artharthi. They want something. But the best is the Gyani. That he wants to know. Sri Ramakrishna also categorized the human being in four. What is that? First he said Baddha Jiva. Then Mumukshu Jiva. Then next to Mukta Jiva and Nitya Jiva. Mukta and Nitya, they have already gone. Nitya means just like the, you know, that Narada and all, they are completely free. They are roaming around just to give, help us to do that. Mukta Jiva also, they are free because they are out of the bondages. They are successful people. They call Mahapurusha. But the problem only two, Baddha Jiva and Mumuksha Jiva. Now we have to find out whether I am a Baddha Jiva or a Mumuksha Jiva. Almost all of us are Mumuksha Jiva. We are not Baddhas. The Baddhas can never even tolerate the name of God. So, I think this is also about the jiva. The microphone. The moment we talked about God, and immediately it started sounding. So this Baddha Jiva, this terrible people. Because they can do anything only for their betterment. They don't bother about anyone. So that is called Baddha Jiva. And this type of people, when they used to come to visit Sri Ramakrishna, wherever they stood, afterwards Sri Ramakrishna used to say, put Ganga water over there. Even the, you know, Sat Hath Mati, that means almost 14 feet below, it has become, you know, contaminated because of that. That's to express, is an expression that this type of people, wherever they go, whomever they meet, they are totally influencing them to be worldly things. So they are so much worldly, unthinkable. That is called Baddha Jiva. None of us are Baddha Jiva. Not that all the samsaris that Sri Ramakrishna never liked. He didn't, because most of his disciples are the samsaris. But he liked so much. Particularly, some of the names we know that he visited more than 100 times in their home. They're like that. So we are Mumukshu Jiva. And Mumukshu Jiva are on the threshold. They can go back and they can go forward. That is the special condition of ours. And again, in the traditional Hindus, we find the four different temperaments. Now the Mumukshu Jiva. I am a Mumukshu Jiva. But I have different type of temperaments. Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschit jatati siddhaye kaschit. Of the millions, someone sometimes they think that to realize God, they try. Kaschit yatati, they try to strive siddhaye, to become successful. Now, we are now trying. But still, we have the differences. Why? That has been categorized again by the traditional Hindus as four. What are those four? One is some discriminative type. Some people are there always discriminative. And secondly, emotional type. Third is active. And fourth is tranquil. So these are the four categories. When I was a brahmachari in Advaita Ashram, we were in Mayavati. You can understand the Mayavati. Only four people, five were there. But one Swami, he is now a very famous Swami in the Ramakrishna Mission. He liked me. And two, three of us, we used to play some volleyball. There is no ball. Actually, we made some clothes were there, the old clothes. And we packed it like that and used to throw that just to have some fun. Three of us used to play like that. Only for 35 minutes or 25 minutes like that, time, afternoon. That Swami liked me. One day he called me and said, I like to make a routine for you. And if you follow that, it will be very easy for you to realize God. And he gave me the routine. Then he saw, you should not talk with anyone. You should not mix with any. We are only five. That's not this. And that's also all sadhus only, monks. And then afternoon, you stop playing. Rather go and meditate under a tree and all that. Then I told, what to do? That is not my nature. I like to talk. I like to mix with people. I like to love. But that Swami is totally different temperament. So, you know, he used to sit, whenever he used to sit for, only time that he used to sit for food, that is only lunch time. Most of us, they never took dinner and whatever in their own way. So, meeting means only lunch time. That too, he used to cover his head so that he should not see the other's faces. That was, he was like that. Now, he gave me that, what to do. Then after 2-3 days, I went to him and said, Swamiji, I'm sure if I can follow this routine, I will get the God realization very easily. But at the same time, I think I'm not fit to follow this routine. My nature is different. If I try to follow this, I may lose my mental balance also. So please allow me to grow in my own way. Then he hugged me and said, you are correct. I should not have given it to you. You grow in your own way. All temperaments are different. Sometimes the mothers will be going on pestering the boys. They get up in the early morning. In our country, get up in the early morning. You must sit from the early morning. The reading is good and all. But many are there. They like to read in the dead night and they like to sleep in the morning time. That is their habit. So they grow in that way. Only we have to see that whether they are successful or not. And they are physically, they are keeping fit or not. So there are four different types. Some are discriminative. So they will be constantly judging why we are doing this, what is the necessary. That is the difference. And some are emotional type. Whenever they see the Krishna, the Rama, or any movie, or any picture, or any story, they'll be so emotional, they'll feel it's true. I went to Bangladesh, not long back, and after I delivered a lecture, one boy, Muslim, he came and told, I'm so much impressed by your words, I'd like to follow you. I told, better follow when I cross the border. don't try now, because if you are following me now, both of us will land in the jail. So, this is the Muslim. So obviously, just emotion, that very moment he was emotional. I don't know, you have to judge yourself, whether it is possible for you or not. It's not for a moment, it's the whole life you have to dedicate. So be here, read some books, judge yourself, prepare yourself, then you come of your own. It's okay. Yeah, there are so many centers are there. In Bangladesh, almost 15 centers. You can go and join in any Bangladesh center. So the emotion should not be there. The one lady, she in the Cherrapunji, she was telling, we went to have some food in the. She was our teacher's wife. We went, the teacher invited us, and she told Swamiji, every day I sit for meditation, I see light. We were all, you know, the brahmacharins, we were looking at her, oh my God, so advanced soul. At the time of meditation, we see only darkness. And she no light at all. No? She sees the light. Then, Swami Shantarupanandaji was at that time. He was there. And you know that him is very jokingly. He said, is it? And where do you sit? And he was a senior monk there. So where do you sit and meditate? Oh, on this place. Is it? Okay. At a particular day, yes, when there is a function in the temple, I see the light. So any function, I don't go to the ashrama, I sit over here so that I can. Then he said, next time, next function, you better tell me whether you see the light or not. And that day, there was a light on the top of our temple. And it was all tin shaded, you know, that our corrugated tin shaded, that building. And there was a small hole, and she used to see it, and then that particular hole, she used to see the light of that particular. And she used to think that in the time of meditation, she is seeing the light. This emotional way that takes us away from God. That you have to understand, then next day it was put it up, we never burned the light, and the Swamiji inquired, have you seen? No, Swamiji, today I saw, I must drive. Don't drive, better come to Ashrama. So he said like that. So that is the way we always try to tell people, it is only the qualities that you should grow, that's all. So what is that God realization? Through the bhakti, through devotion. What type of devotion? I belong to God. That's all. I belong to God. That is the way. If you start thinking, then there is no problem. Anything, our one Swamiji used to say, that you must make a relation with God constantly. When you are going out, tell the Thakur, I am going out now. I have some job. I will come back so and so at a time. I will come and see you that time. After returning back, report to Thakur. Today I went and made a, just like that. So he is leaving in my home. And when I am coming back, the first person I am going and meet is Thakur. And telling all the report of the day. And that is called belonging, a relation with Thakur. Because that is called bhakti, that is called love. Now, in the gospel of Sri Ramakrishna, I gave the name of the earth as Panchama Veda. Mm-hmm. You have seen that, yes. Cassettes, yes. The CDs, that is Panchama Veda. Why Panchama Veda? Veda means knowledge. Mm-hmm. All the four Vedas containing knowledge, and this is also, the gospel is also full of knowledge, spiritual knowledge. So, here one person is asking many times, same type of question, asked by this different people. Sir, can one realize God while leading a life of a householder? Very important question. That is the gospel. And in reply, what Bhagavan Sri Ramakrishna said to different persons during different occasions have become the document for the essential spiritual practices for God realization. So this is the essential spiritual practices for God realization. What he said, that we find, very first thing he said, Sadhu Sangha, the holy company. Second, Nirjan Vas, living in the solitude. Third, Swadharma Palan, you must practice your own responsibility, carry on your own responsibility. Fourth, Bichara. Bichara means discrimination. What I am doing, is it good or not good? Fifth, Upasana. The austerity you must practice yourself. Sixth, Vishwasa. You must have faith. Seventh, Prarthana. The prayer. And eighth, Sharanagati, totally dedicating at the feet of God. These are the eight. Saranagati, these are the things, and very so simple. Anyone can practice. Any religious, in any religion, not that Hindus only, the Muslims or Christians or Buddhists, they can practice the same thing. The very first thing is the Sadhu Sangha. Why it is Sadhu Sangha? It says that without the Sadhu Sangha, without the company of the holy person, you will never learn. Satam Sangho hi Bheshajam, in one place it said. Satam Sangha. This is 11:10. Shall we give a break for the tea?
Go on for until
11:30. Okay, all right. So, Satam Sangha means the holy company. What is the holy company? A person who has already realized God. His company. Not that someone living in a solitude or in ashrama or wearing the gerua, all are holy. No. holiness can come only after realization of God. So that is very, very important. We have to understand that. And it says, the holy company and satam sangohi veshajam. Veshajam is medicine. The problem is my desires. And to remove those desires for these worldly things, I need the medicine, and the medicine is the company of the holy person. Now, what are those desires? Sometimes we think that we should not pray for our children, we should not pray for that. No, that is not that. If you are praying for the betterment of others, that is not desire. If you are praying to be successful in your life so that you can perform your own duty properly, that is not desire. That we have to understand. Otherwise, some confusion is always there. So I have taken a responsibility. Now I am a married person. I have to maintain my family. For that I need some money. I need the social position. I need these and that. Not that unnecessarily, but what are necessary. When I go and pray to God, please give me some blessings so that I can earn. I can be like that. So that is nothing wrong. Bhagavan Sri Ramakrishna, he also said in that way in many times. Now it's about the Sangha, it says, Sat Sangascha Vivekascha Nirmalam Nayanadayam. There are two very clear eyes, those who can understand and see. What are those? First is Satsanga. And second is Viveka. Now I go, I listen to something, then I get inspired, but I am not sure whether I can follow that or not. I should have the discriminative capacity, the vichara, viveka, that is called vivekascha. That is it possible for me to practice this? Then I will follow. As I was telling that in my life it happened. So that way, sometimes some people are giving some advices, and if we think, oh, that is very good. No, you have to understand, is it possible for me to do that? Otherwise, okay, I'll wait. I'll see some other option. So then only I will go and learn. So here it says, Satsanga, that is good. But in the Satsanga, I have to understand how much we can perform. I can perform. The satsangascha vivekascha nirmalam nayanadayam. This way, in many places, they always talk about the satsanga. And Sri Ramakrishna, he is giving this. First is sadhu sangha. Sometimes you must have the satsanga. And many of our senior swamis, they said satsanga means when you are reading Bhagavad Gita, as a sangha, the company of the Krishna himself. When you are reading the Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna, is the company of Bhagavan Sri Ramakrishna himself. What better satsanga it can be? So that is very, very important. Any good book that you are reading and inspiring. One boy, he was just yesterday when I was coming, I was talking with him over the phone. He said that he heard a Swami and he got inspired to read the Gospel. And after reading the Gospel, he said, it is so good. This is the first time one lady is writing it all the time. So many pages of letter to me. And she told that she is a good big officer in Calcutta now. Previously she was in London. Never got the opportunity to learn about this thing. Now suddenly she got the Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna. She heard my lecture over the YouTube, and then the Panchama Veda, then acquired the book and reading. Now she is telling, I cannot stop. Wherever I go, I am reading that book. So much that I am getting the inspiration. Whatever I wanted to know, everything is there. I never knew it. So that is called holy company. Suddenly that holy company inspiring her. And immediately she is thinking, why not have some friends. You know, when you get something good, you like to share. The people, if they watch the TV and to enjoy the game, they can better enjoy the game in the TV. But no, they should go, they usually go to the field. Why? In the company. All people are shouting and that is a different. You cannot see properly. And there is no repetition of the same thing. Once you missed. But in the TV, you can see how the slowly they are showing and all this. But without the company, you don't get. That's why the devotees should come in together and have discussion on that. In the Bhagavad Gita also, Sri Krishna said that they are coming and discussing about me together. And that is also giving them the benefit. That is also very, very important. They hear sadhu sangha, satsanga. But please remember, sadhu sangha means only those which is inspiring you to become good, to love others, to serve others. Or otherwise, that's very dangerous. And recently, now one person in the temple, the people came in the temple and then he said as a sermon that we should go and search in the village if anybody is eating the beef, then we should kill him and etc. And out of, you know, that, and after listening that, a group of people, they found someone is eating a poor Muslim and then they bit. That is the terrible thing that happened in India. That is not satsanga. They went to temple. They heard a priest only. But they became the killers. Is this a satsanga? So we have to be careful. So what is satsanga? The Sri Ramakrishna is telling that which is inspiring you to become good. That is all only satsanga, nothing else. So that's a sadhu sangha with satsanga. Next is nirjan vas. That is also very, very important. Sometimes we must live all alone without the support of anything. Nirjana means without any sangha, other sangha, other company. When we were coming back from Beijing, one Chinese boy, he's a young man, maybe in class 10 or 12. The moment he sat on the chair and he was going on looking at his computer, the small computer that he was going on. And sometimes, you know, the people flying for 16 hours, I was dozing off, and the moment I looked at him, he's there, looking at that. And when it landed in our O'Hare in Chicago, he was that time also looking at that. He never saw around who are the people flying with him. He never saw the other people also. Only he was. Is it that he is Nirjan Bash? No. He was all alone. But his company was all those things that was recorded already there. And it's not, he's reading something. He was having some games and all that. It's not Nirjan Bash. So sometimes people, no, I like to live alone. He's not living alone. He's living in the other company, in the maybe movie or the story or these and that. Nirjan Bash means without all those things, all alone, quietly looking at the sky, spend some time. And see what type of thoughts are crossing your mind. Note those thoughts. So these type of thoughts are crossing and they are the source of disturbances. And then you have to be careful to remove those because you want to realize God. This is the preparation for God realization and essential practices. The first practice, to hear, to learn. And that's why in the Upanishad we find there's a wonderful prayer. Bhadram karnevish sridhuvama devaha. Bhadram pashye maksha vijayatraha. These are the two things. Oh God, be gracious on me. Please bless me so that I can hear good inspiring words. Bhadra means, you know, the Bhadra means the gentle. But here the Bhadra means the inspiring words, good words. And that I can hear through my ear. And at the same time I can see something good with my eyes. That will guide me. I need the guidance. If there is no guide, then who is going to help me? These are the guidance. So that is called satsanga, sadhu sangha. And that for that, in the beginning, the brahmacharins, they learn the prayer. Bhadram karnevi srinuvama devaha. O God, have the mercy on me so that I can hear good words. Millions, human beings, they never listen good words. They don't get the opportunity to listen. They don't have the opportunity. And if they have the opportunity, they don't have that mind, the mental condition to listen. That's so unfortunate. They're ready to listen so many other things, but not these holy words which will inspire him to understand his own self. So that is called sadhu sangha. And after hearing that, we must go to a very secluded place where I am all alone. Maybe for 1 hour, maybe 2 hours, not that for a long time. 1 or 2 hours, that is sufficient. Then one person, you know, that sometimes without understanding, they will give some advices. One person was very good. He was bachelor. And he had a nice house. We used to go to that house. And he used to keep in the freezers all the food. I used to go prepare our food. Take, because he had a business, he used to go over there. But he left the key over there. Always we knew where it is. He used to go and open his house. Then suddenly one day he told that I am selling out all these things. My business, my house. And going to live in the Kashi. You know the Kashi Benares? And people think that moment they go to Kashi, everything will be so nice. All the day Shiva will come and stand like this. The Kashi means what? It's only you are taking your mind. You are going to a place that's good. But who is going? Your mind. If it is not prepared, wherever you go, you'll only find those things which are already there in your mind. That time I was a brahmachari. I told, don't do this. Why don't you prepare yourself first? So 2-3 years you prepare to live all alone, and then only you are a busy man doing the business. And suddenly if you stop that, what you will do? No, I will have the sadhu sangha, go to the Ganges. Okay. Now he sold out, and afterwards, you cannot go and sit before a monk. When we are coming and just talking and all these things, that is all right. But when in our center we are busy, we cannot give time for you. And that is the problem. The people, they think that whenever we go, one lady came, she wanted to tell me that I should not drink milk. Because, the people should not drink milk, not me. She was showing the pictures. Because the cows are not getting the cow's milk. And that's true. She was showing the picture, it's really. But I told, what do you expect from me? If you want, I can stop drinking milk. What is that? So naturally. So that way, I was laughing because the small little thing that terrified a big man. So, so anyway, so that's why. So now the thing is, when we are learning this, how I can help you, I told. Now, if you can tell this to the devotees, I can organize a program. You can come and you tell. It's also all right. But more than that, I cannot say anything. But something you are thinking, but it is a different thing. That Nirjan Bhasa means that pointing out how far I can do. Not all the things I can do. I cannot change everything in this world, society. I cannot make everybody good, but I can make myself good. So why not try that? And in America, almost all the places are so calm and quiet and beautiful scenic beauty everywhere, wherever you go. Why don't you utilize that? Looking at the sky and look, meditating, thinking. So that way, the Sadhu Sangha and Nirjan Bhava. This is the two things. And some others, this Swadharma, Vichara, Upasana, we will be discussing afterwards. But these eight only, so simple, very effective. The essential practices for God realization. You need not to go anywhere. You need not to change anything in your life. Only if you practice. Why? Because it has been given by Bhagavan Himself. God Himself is not an ordinary person. He's not some professor. He's not somebody thought and then prepared. These are the only things. And if we don't follow these, we may not realize God. We may achieve something else. So we will discuss it afterwards, after the break. Sure.
You said that when the desire, selfishness is like a desire, to desire something. Like when your desire is not fulfilled, you are going to, anger will come. Mm-hmm. Anger will take you to the destruction or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then again you said that the desires are not like to pray God for your children or to earn money or like that. So what are the things are called desires?
Now, Sangat Sanjayate Kama. See, the two other things. Here it says Sadhu Sangha. And then we were discussing that. Then in that I told that when I am praying to God, that we should be that not selfish in that way. But as a mother, can I not pray to God for my son? Mm-hmm. So that is my swadharma. My son, I am a father or a mother, or I am a married person, I have my family, I have to maintain that. Can I not get the blessings of God to maintain that swadharma? So to swadharma, that we will come again, to discuss the Swadharma, that is a different thing. But when I saw or see something, immediately get attracted to that, and to achieve that, I try, and when I am failed, then I am angry, that is taking me for destruction. Sangat Sanjayate Kama, Kamat Krodha, Krodhat, etc., etc., Bhavati Sammoha. So that is a different context. A totally different context. See that the epic, Iliad, an Odyssey. This Iliad was like this only. The one prince saw a queen and got attracted, and the whole thing happened. And so many hundreds of people, they were killed only for that. So that saw, that means Sangha, association, Sangha, and Kama, and that took the destruction. So that was totally, so that is the whole story on that. That explains this particular sloka of Bhagavad Gita. But when we pray, I can pray for my ashrama. We always pray, Thakur, please see that whoever comes to our ashrama, their prayers are fulfilled, because they are coming all the way with great, the faith that their prayer will be fulfilled. Please look. That is, I am praying to Thakur. Because in the ashrama, whoever is coming, maybe when different people come, Ma Saradamani Devi, she is praying to Thakur. The whoever is leaving, taking your name, leaving the hearth and home, taking your name, you should have to take care of that person. This is also prayer. As a mother, she is praying for the children. There is nothing wrong. So that is exactly. Very good question. Any other questions are there? So we have discussed only that what is God? And then to prepare ourselves, we have to understand what type of person we are. And there are four different categories. And the Bhagavad Gita, it says four different, and Sri Ramakrishna also said four different. Out of Sri Ramakrishna's these four, two are very good, Mukta and Nitya, and two, Baddha and Mumukshu. We are not Baddhas, because we like to know God, we like to get the blessings, we like to prepare ourselves, so we are Mumukshus. And among the Mumukshus, that what are the things that we should practice? Now we are following the instructions of Bhagavan Sri Ramakrishna. Eight instructions. The very first is Sadhu Sangha. In the Sadhu Sangha, when you go, what type of Sadhu Sangha? Who is a Sadhu? So then, again, after understanding that, when that monk or the scripture is telling something, I have to understand, is it possible for me to fulfill this, follow this? Is it applicable to me or not? Then, when I say, this is the thing that I can follow, I go for it. That is called Sadhu Sangha. And after that comes the Nirjan Bhasa. Why the Nirjan Bhasa? To understand this. The Swami told this, the book is telling this. So I am discriminating, that Abhichara will come. So is it possible for me? So that is two things only, two steps we have discussed. One is Sadhu Sangha, Satsanga, another is Nirjan Bhasha, living in the solitude. After the cup of coffee, we'll discuss.